Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is Prophetess Valerie Burrell, grateful to God to be with you all on tonight for another empowerment message. We want to thank our listening audience for their continued support of the ministry. We're grateful that over in the last few weeks, we've had several hundred listens to the broadcast, and we're excited as our audience base is picking up in some other countries, and we know that it's only by God's grace, His mercy, and His favor upon the ministry that is allowing, amen, the growth and the expansion of the ministry. So we do thank God for each of you that's called in on tonight, those who are listening via the web. We pray that something will be said tonight that will truly empower you. And if you are enjoying these teachings, we ask that you would just share the link. If you're using the link, share the dial-in with your friends, family, even your enemies, amen, that they might hear a word to empower them to bring about the necessary and needful change in their lives, that God would be glorified through them. We also want to thank you all for your love showed to us during I Know Who I Am on last Saturday. We had a magnificent time in the Lord, grateful to Apostle Rodney Vini, Apostle Cynthia Johnson, and Minister Kia Moore for the rich teachings and impartations that they released into the lives of those who were in the building. Amen. We are just grateful. Tonight, the message is steadfast, unmovable, always. Steadfast, unmovable, always. God, we thank you tonight for who you are, for what you're doing. We thank you for being in the midst of us on the night. We thank Holy Spirit for speaking to me and through me, that those who have an ear to hear are able to hear what it is you're saying to us in this season. God, we pray for every listening ear now and those who will listen later, God. God, that this word would be one to empower them, oh God, to stay in the race, God, not to give up, just to continue to lean on you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you tonight. We give you glory tonight, oh God, for what you're about to do, for what you're about to release, oh God. And we count it done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We do have several callers on the line at this time. If at any time you'd like to share a comment or ask a question, we ask that you please press 1 and we will bring you live. There are several ministers that are a part of the Empowerment Place on a consistent basis. If you would just press 1 and just dialogue with us, amen, we would greatly appreciate it. Amen. Steadfast, unmovable, always. In 1 Corinthians 15:58, it reads, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." Right now, even as we are not even finished this first month of this new year, 2017, we have so many people that are already discouraged, despondent, feeling some kind of way. They had a rough finish and were expecting that they were going to have a fresh start in 2017. However, because of decisions that have been made, because of impacts from others in their lives, because of words that have been spoken, they are finding themselves feeling some kind of way. They're looking at their situation where the glass is half what? We would say half full, some would say half empty, based on their perspective of what they're seeing. But on this evening, God said no longer do you need to have your thoughts wavering between whether you're going to please him or whether you're going to please self. God wants to encourage you today to stay in the race. He wants you to become diligent. The word says be steadfast. Steadfast, by definition, means being resolutely or dutifully firm and unwavering. It is synonymous with being loyal or faithful or committed or devoted, dedicated, dependable, reliable, steady, true, constant, staunch, solid, trusty. He says be those things. He says also be unmovable. Unmovable, we know what that is. It's just what it says. Unmovable. You are not moved by what you see. You're not moved by what you hear. You are stable. Stable. You are consistent. I understand that life happens. I do, because guess what? I'm here too. Life does happen. But when you know who you are, when you know whose you are, when you understand what it is that God is trying to perform through you, then you don't find yourself being moved by circumstances, being moved by situations. Unmovable is synonymous with being firm, being anchored. Anchored. God said, be anchored in me. Be nailed to me the same way that Jesus was nailed to the cross, where he took our sins, where he was crucified on our behalf, where his blood prevailed for us. He says, be nailed in this. Do not move and do not waver in anything that you're facing right now. And he said, do this always. Consistently. Don't stop. Don't stop. No, don't stop. Yeah, I know you got tired. I know you felt like you had a rough end. And because you had a rough end, you didn't know whether you'd be able to pick up and move now. But he says, always, always, always consistent, regular, habitual in what you do for me. Always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And that's key. Your labor is not in vain in the Lord. He said, some of you have not been able to be steadfast, unmovable, and consistent because you've not been doing the work of the Lord, but you've been doing the work of your own plan, of some other man's plan, but not following the plan of God. We realize that God has a plan for each of us. He had an original intent for placing each of us in the earth, and it's important that we understand who he is and what it is that he desires of us. I'm going to keep going back to I know who I am, because we're going to need to know in this season, in this year, in this now of our lives, we need to know who we are and what it is that God is requiring of us. Your labor is not in vain. In Greek, knowing means you know it by the argument which have been urged for the truth of gospel, by your deep conviction that the gospel is true. Do you know that the gospel is true? Have you tried him? Have you taken him at his word to know that what he says is true? If you've done that, if you're in that vein with him, if your relationship is tight like that, that you know him to be truth, that would also encourage you to be steadfast and to be unmovable because you know him. Taking him at his word. You know him to be truth. Today I ministered, and I thank God for the opportunity that was presented. And God wanted us even then to understand the necessity of being still and knowing that he is God. He shared with us and strengthened us, and knowing that he is our present help in time of trouble. So even if we look at Psalm 46, or we look at 1 Corinthians 15:58, God is saying, look, I need you to know who I am. I need you to know who I am. You need to know what it is I've called you to in the earth. You need to understand my plan for your life. And I don't want you to get moved by things that are disappointing you. I don't want you to be moved by things that have been sent to upset you. I don't want you to be moved by those people that you've allowed in your circle of influence that are not speaking the same language, that do not see your vision. He said, for some, you got to stop talking to them because they're not there to help promote what God is doing. They come because they want to distract you from what God has called you to. He said, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know. Ye know. You look at Facebook often, and you hear, you see, you read people's testimony, and they declare, won't he do it? And for those who are on the line tonight, I know that each of you has had a moment where you said, won't he do it? Won't he do it? Won't he make a way out of no way? Won't he? He'll be like the bridge over troubled waters. He will be right there. The friend that sticks closer to you than any brother, he will be right there. And he said, because you know me that way, that what you're doing for me, don't be moved, because your labor is not in vain. You will be rewarded. You will be rewarded. You will be rewarded. What you do for the honor of God will not only provide for you now, but it'll provide for you later in the end, where you will see Jesus, hallelujah, where you'll be able to meet him face to face because you've been diligent in that which he has called you to. Your labor will not be in vain. When we look at this, the work that we do for the Lord, he said, stop looking at what you do for me as toilsome. Because then if it's that, then you might be out of whack with your understanding of what it is I desire from you. Because the work that he's called us to, the work that he's purposed us to, should flow. It should flow. Flow easily. And he said, you've got to come to a place in your being steadfast and unmovable. You have to come to a place where you understand that it's going to require some self-denial. Deny yourself and glorify me in being steadfast and unmovable. Be diligent in what I've called you to, because I have something greater waiting for you. When I looked at this passage of Scripture and what Paul was sharing with us, he was really just encouraging us after the truths that had been revealed. He wanted to let us know that there are some great, great, great things ahead. But we can't be moved by the demands being placed on us at any given time in our lives. We know that we have a Redeemer that lives within us, one that wants to be glorified through us, one that increases in us constantly. But we've got to adhere to his truth, his truth, his truth, not our perception, not our thoughts, not our plans. His plans, his truth, his will, his purpose, his work in the earth, steadfast, unmovable, always. But prophetess, I get tired, don't we all? But guess what? Even in the moment where I feel like I might want to faint, I think about what he's done for me. I think about ways out of no ways that he's made for me. I think about the stripes that he took on his back, where the word declares that by his stripes we were healed. I think about how all that I've gone through, all the hell that I've caused in the earth, how he's still forgiven me and afforded me the opportunity to live, and not just live, but live an abundant life. So even when I have that moment where I want to throw in the towel and give up, I don't. I remain steadfast. I remain unmovable, and I push forward consistently, always, always seeking to do the work of the Lord, because now I'm understanding even the more. I'm seeing and I'm hearing the testimonies of the work that I'm doing for the kingdom of God here on earth, that God is being glorified. Not that I have to take any credit for myself, nor will I, but I give God glory for the impact that he's allowing me to see and to hear from the testimonies of those that we've been able to empower through God's word, that he's allowing us to know our labor is not in vain in the Lord. Again, I've got several people on the line who are a part of the Bible Encounter with the Empowerment Place. If you would, press one and just share with our listening audiences, amen, because the ones of you who are on the line tonight are consistent. You are steadfast. You are unmovable and always in a place now of giving God your everything, being diligent in his word and in service towards him. And so if you don't mind, press one and share this with our listening audience on tonight. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So one is saying, I hear this. And it sounds good to want to be steadfast, unmovable, always. It does sound good. But the trials that I faced in my life weigh me down. I need you to change your perspective. Our trials do come, but our trials come to make us strong in him. When we get to the place where we're able to cast all of our cares on him, knowing that he cares for us, knowing that there's nothing too hard for God, God is saying, get out of the way. Allow me to be God in your life. Allow me and the Holy Spirit to do what we've been sent to do. Your labor is not in vain when you understand who I am. Your labor is not in vain when you know me, when you spend time with me, when you're in my word, when you're seeking my face. Good evening. God bless you, Prophetess Nina. Amen.
Amen. How are you this evening?
We are well. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen. Okay. Amen.
You can share with the audience, amen, regarding steadfast, unmovable, always, amen, your experience as God he's growing you. He's grooming you. He's maturing you in the things of him, and you're really grasping a hold of fulfilling purpose in the earth. How is this word impact where you are right now and where you see God taking you, amen?
Oh, wow, is all I can say. It's so, and you don't want to sound selfish, but it is so rewarding when you truly give your life to the Lord and you stay in his word, and just the strength that you get from that. And I know your message today was about being still, and just in that, as you are still and you listen to him talk to you, and as he guides you, it's just remarkable the difference that you can make in the lives of other people. And I think for me, that's just been the most rewarding thing. And just not being worried about the little stuff in life that people throw at you, because I know God got me and I don't have to worry about, you know, the trivial stuff that so many people are heavy laden with or burdened with. It's just, I've released it and life is just, it's just amazing. Truly, truly,
amen.
Truly amazing. And just the connection with the Empowerment Place and with the Bible study group, it's just the ability to release and to share and just to give God the glory, honor, and praise that he deserves, because he is so deserving for just the miraculous things that I've seen him do in my life, and then how I can touch and interact with others is just a great thing.
Amen. Amen. That's good, and that's just real. There are so many benefits, to our being able to yield to what it is that, that God desires of us. And we often share with people to be mindful of the illusion that the enemy would place before us. Amen.
Amen.
He would want us to view situations such that our faith would waver. But we have to know God. We have to know his truth. And we can't be shaken or agitated by strife, nor temptation, or the cares of this world. But our faith has to be fixed on him. We cannot allow the power of sin or philosophy or the enemy or seduction or any of those things move us from our faith in God and our faith in his word, because his word works. And sometimes you may not be experiencing that, and it may be that you have to get in your word. It's not going to be enough just to go to church and hear what the preacher says, but Timothy says study to show yourself approved. Study means that that's work that you're going to put in yourself so that you have an understanding of what it is that God is trying to say to you. And one thing I love about him, you and I can read the same passage of Scripture, but he will speak to us very differently about that one passage of Scripture. We might get a different revelation of what he's saying, and when we bring it together, it illuminates both of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
All of it becomes illuminated because we allow the Spirit of God that dwells within us to open up our understanding to see and hear what it is that God is truly saying to us.
And each of us, it'll be, like you said, it is individualized to what we need at that time.
Yes, 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 yes. Because our needs are different. Because each of us is different. Because his intent for each of us is different. What he has to speak to us regarding the assignment will be different, but the end result of all of it is God being glorified in the earth through us being obedient and allowing the earth to look like heaven.
That's it.
That's the plan. That's why we're here. We're here to make change. We're supposed to be change agents in the earth to make earth look like heaven. So that we can say, you know, people say, oh, I'm in hell. I'm not in hell. No, I'm not. I'm right here on the earth doing everything I know to do to make the change, to make the impact, so that someone might see Jesus through the work that I do and cry out, what must I do to be saved? What I got to do to get my life right, because I know I'm jacked up. What do I have to do, Valerie? What do I have to do, Nina? What do I have to do, Minister Tori? What do I have to do, Elder Benny? What do I have to do so that I am empowered to be steadfast, to be unmovable, and to always want to do the work of the Lord, realizing then that my labor is not in vain? God has a heart for us on tonight, listeners. He cares about us so much so. And although things seem shaky right now, it doesn't look like things are coming to play the way you anticipated in these first few days and weeks of this new year, hold on. Hold on. Don't get yourself all twisted up and bundled up and shackled up. Hold on. If you don't know Jesus and the pardon of your sin, and you need to receive him as Lord and Savior, you can press 1 and we can pray that prayer. You can send me an email and we can have a conversation. You can call me and we can get that done. If you're not certain of what your purpose is in the earth, that work that you will always do so that your labor is not in vain, give us a call and let us help you. Understand, we can't tell you what your purpose is. That's something between you and the Father. But we can aid you. We can direct you in a way such that you'll be able to hear from God more clearly and move in what he's called you to. That which he's called you to be diligent in, to be consistent in, to be unwavering in, to be truthful in, to be loyal in. He wants you empowered today. He wants you to be able to see yourself the way that he sees you. And that's just sticking out to me today because there was one in the midst of us who wasn't sure. They were consumed with how other people viewed them and did not have a view of their own. Somebody might be listening tonight. You're not certain of being steadfast and unmovable. Your identity is caught up in what other people see. But we admonish you tonight not to be concerned about that. Be concerned about what the Father sees. Be concerned about what the Spirit of God is speaking to you in this season. Be concerned about mastering the gifts that God has given you. Be concerned about fulfilling his plan, his purpose, and his will for your life. And in doing so, you're empowering yourself and aiding in building the kingdom of God here on earth. We thank you tonight, God, for what you've done, for what you've spoken to the hearts of your people, to the hearers of your people. We thank you, God, that these seeds will be planted deep within. Oh, God, God, someone will come behind us and do the watering, but, God, you will do the increase in their lives, God, that they would be strengthened in you, oh, God. They will be steadfast, they will be unmovable, and they will always be abounding in the work of the Lord, realizing that their labor is not in vain. We lift them to you tonight, oh, God. Touch the tired, hurting ones now, God. Touch those who have been heartbroken, oh, God. We ask that you would release a spirit of forgiveness, oh, God, through the airways on tonight, oh, God, like only you can, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you tonight. We give you glory tonight, oh, God. We give you praise tonight, oh, God, and we pray this prayer, believing that we receive that which we ask according to your word, oh, God. And we count it done in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Listeners, thank you so much for being with us tonight. We pray that this has been as powerful and as much a blessing to you all as it has been to me. Amen. I praise God it has been to you also, Prophetess Nina. We just thank God for the opportunity to come and share with you all each week a relevant kingdom message. And we always encourage you to do something to empower yourself. And once you've been empowered, we pray that you take the responsibility to empower someone else. God bless you all until next time.